Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number, the forecast for the full moon that will be occurring on December 26, 2023. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or your year ahead forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you and take a look. All right, let's go ahead and dive in. Life path number two, this full moon for you all is bringing up some really beautiful energy. It's bringing up the energy of the 11-2. So your own energy, as well as the influencing energy of the 11. You're also working with the energy of chimpanzee at this time. So really, you know, when we're working with the energy of the 11, this brings in the need for following our inspirations, like doing what lights us up, following our passions, going for what ignites the soul, you know, without apology type thing. So if there's something that you've wanted to learn or, you know, immerse yourself into that just really lights you up, this is absolutely the green light to do that. You may find at this time that you face challenges in areas where it is that you sort of bypass that need for inspiration or to do what inspires you or that makes you happy. If you are fully focused and solely focused on obligations, things, you know, doing things for simply for the sake of doing them, but you don't really want to be doing them, and that's what takes up all of your time, you will likely face challenges around that because that's the energy pushing you or assisting you in shifting your focus towards the things that make you happy, that put you in spirit, that ignite your passion or rekindle your passion in some area of life. And with chimpanzee coming through, it's just magnified, right? Because with chimpanzee, there's this energy of like balance and going with the flow and fun and, you know, play and inner child type thing and creativity, right? So there's definitely something here that's pushing you to get back to what makes you feel like a kid again, what makes you, again, just lights you up and brings you happiness and joy. Ultimately, this life is meant to be experienced with joy and finding the levity, finding the joy within a situation, regardless of how challenging it may be. So if there's any place within your experience where you are neglecting yourself when it comes to what makes you happy, truly what makes you happy, this full moon, this 11-2 energy and chimpanzee could be pushing you back into a direction of, you know, choosing to move down a path that you enjoy, that makes you happy. And that can be with relationships, purpose, you know, career, hobbies, you name it. Even if it comes to the way that you dress, right? If there's a certain way that you dress that makes you feel good, that again inspires you, that changes the mood of your day, and you've been sort of moving away from that for whatever reason, this is a great time to pick that back up. You know, something that simple can really affect our mood, can really affect the way that we move through the day. So you may see this full moon really shining a light on this, that's saying, where is it that you are neglecting your joy and how can you get back into it? The other thing is you could see some areas of relationships come up around this time. And of course, we're in the holiday season, so you could be interacting more with people. This could be a jovial time just in that regard. It could also be a time where you're asked to sort of mend connections, bring connections back to sort of a higher octave. And so anywhere that you can, anywhere in your relationships that you're being maybe more divisive or biased, this can be a really good time to review that, especially we're in a Mercury retrograde as well. So this can be a really good time to review that and see where is it that maybe you could communicate a little bit differently or show up a little bit differently, and encourage the other person to have that conversation and to see how you can both show up in a way that serves each other as well as yourself, right? So this can be a time for really reviewing the past year and seeing where is it that you might have handled relationships a little bit differently. And any relationship where there's division, any relationship where there's some kind of separation that there doesn't need to be, this can be a time for reevaluating that and getting back to the simpler things when it comes to those connections and the joy, right? Like what is it that you enjoy about that person? And what is it that they enjoy about you? And have those conversations. And how can you get back to that, right? Because that's really what's important. That's really what's important. So you could find that a lot comes in for you around this time around relationships. Again, this full moon is happening in the sign of Cancer. So it can be an emotional time. It can be a highly sensitive time. But, you know, pride, ego, sort of stubbornness are not going to serve you at this time. So anything you can do to move beyond that, especially when it comes to relationships, will serve you well at this time. So, and it is going to require you potentially to be the bigger person and to initiate those conversations and to be a little less biased, and to recognize where maybe it is that you are being biased within a situation and how can you sort of mitigate that or alleviate that to some degree so that you can compromise, come to the table, see eye to eye. There's definitely a very strong energy here around empathy, compassion, coming together, finding your balance, right, in these connections. It's not about sacrifice. It's about compromise and finding a way to do that that feels good for everybody, right? And there's some connections that we can't fix, and that's just life. But there are some that we certainly can. It just requires us to move beyond pride and ego to do that. And so you may find that around this full moon, you're called to do that. And, you know, where is it that you might need to swallow your pride at this time in order to salvage some kind of connection that wasn't really important to you or is really important to you? And find your joy along the way. So I hope it's a beautiful full moon and happy holidays to you all. Take care. Bye for now.